Banff. The town of Banff has disclosed the 2022 salaries and benefits packages for Banff's elected officials and top bureaucrat. The municipality's 2022 consolidated financial statements, which were approved by council on Monday, April 24, show Mayor Corey DeMano last year earned a salary of $101,847 plus benefits and allowances of $7,064 for a total compensation package of $108,911. The mayor does not get per diems. The remuneration package for Banff's elected officials is recommended by an independent public committee, which DeMano said is a fair and valued public process that takes the political decision away from council. This is a very, very important job that we do here in Banff, and for folks to see themselves in this role, it needs to also make economic sense, said DeMano, whose job is a 7-day-a-week commitment and often leads well beyond 40 hours a week. I am pleased the compensation is reaching a level where it begins to open more opportunities for more people, and what I mean by that, is different demographics that could see themselves in this role because it's starting to make more economic sense. Last year, councillors Barb Pelham, Chip Olver and Grant Canning each took home a salary of $34,117 with an additional benefits and allowances package of $6,055 each for a total remuneration package of $40,172. Ted Christensen's salary was $37,117 with an allowance of $585. He doesn't qualify for benefits because he is over 70 years old. Hugh Pettigrew earned $33,802 with an additional $6,055 in benefits and allowances, and Kaylee Ram $32,962 with $3,992 in benefits and allowances. Under the municipality's council compensation policy, base council remuneration is an all-inclusive amount provided to members of council for their time and service to attend municipal matters, including all meetings of council or one of its boards, committees or commissions. In addition, councillors can claim a per diem for required attendance as an official town representative at conferences, workshops, seminars and meetings outside the Bow Valley. In situations where a councillor is appointed to represent the town in an official capacity on an external agency, board or committee, and a per diem is paid by that organization, the per diem received must be paid into town revenues. Councillors also get technology allowances, travel expenses, conference, convention, and seminar registration fees covered, as well as childcare expenses and costs associated with attending local functions when in their official municipal roles. The base salary for a councillor this year, which is calculated at one-third of that of the mayor's annual salary and reflects the part-time nature of a councillor's job, is $35,319. Per diem rates for 2023 include $221.43 for full day and $110.67 for half day. A public member council remuneration review committee makes recommendations on council pay in the last year of the term of each council, which has been a practice since 2013. The town of Canmore is now looking into a similar process. The committee's rationale in 2021 for the mayor's salary for this 4-year term was that the role is a 7-day-a-week commitment and continues to evolve, and data supported the continuation of a full-time position in Banff. The mayor has all the responsibilities of the other members of council, as well as actively advocating for the town of Banff at local, provincial and federal levels, and there is a public expectation that there is more importance placed on the role of the mayor, including visibility and public commitments. As for council pay, the committee determined the work of Banff councillors reflects a significant part-time commitment to fully perform their duties and obligations, also highlighting councillors in a small community have a high public profile and are often required to be engaged with constituents. According to the 2022 consolidated financial statements, the town manager earned a salary of $230,101 with an additional $23,534 for benefits and allowances, for a total compensation package of $257,635.